Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It is 8:45 on Tuesday. It's funny. I know I want the show to start the show at 8:45, but it's really set for 8:30 because they don't do 45 at Blog Talk Radio. So I'm not sure how this is going to translate out when I post the show, or when the show posts. Does it start with that? Does it do 15 minutes of quiet and then start? I'm not really sure. It's the first day of fall. I officially have foregone a season that everyone else experienced, and I experienced it. The truth is, there were some days in there that were very beautiful, and I really took the time when I wasn't locked in my little yellow prison to step back and embrace beauty of any given moment that I could get my nose and my face and my body out into the world instead of being inside the room with no windows. And during those moments, I absolutely tried to take in every aspect of summer. I had to run into the bank, so as this conversation goes on, I'm going to put you on mute. And I know it seems odd, and Lucy, who listens often, thinks it's funny that I take you on my journeys with me. So we're heading in to the bank to move some product, some deposits around. But what I wanted to talk about today was the fact that people put so much attention on things like eating as a social pressure. It's something I don't really understand. I'm going to need a moment here. I'm going to go silent for a second here. Give you a call back in a minute. Just stay there. Just one more moment. Okay, I'm just another 2 minutes and I'll be with you all. So, as I was saying, it's about the food intake. So I had somebody the other day who said that going to someone's house while they were eating and sitting at the table while they were eating is really hard for them. And I had to respond and say, well, good thing you don't hang around smokers and drinkers because you find the same problem. So this challenge being what it is, how do we be in an environment where other people are doing things that we don't want to be doing and still choose not to? There's the question. I'm going to put you on hold again.
Hello. I'm back. So, yeah, that's like so often that we default and it becomes a human condition around eating. It doesn't make any sense at all. I'm sorry that this is so choppy today, but I will be with you in just a second. Hold on one sec. How we do anything is how we do everything. So here I am trying to, I don't believe in multitasking. I can only do one thing at one time. So you guys have to keep waiting in between. That's just the way it is right this moment. The exciting news is I leave on Friday for my big walk. And 3 years ago, when I started to lose my weight and decided I would take this walk, it's all coming to its conclusion of actually making it on the Camino de Santiago de Compostela. Hold on one moment. So, now I'm back. Take it easy, guys. So, you join me in my world. This is how I operate. I move. I'm always moving. And that's not necessarily a complaint. That's not like, hey, suck it up. That's what I do. That's what I do. I'm moving. Sometimes I'm glad for it. Other times I'm not so glad for it. Because it can get in the way of... It can get in the way of calm. It can get in the way of truly living in the moment because I'm always thinking of what I have to get done. However, I do try. I do try and spend my time being in the now. And the yoga practice has helped me with that because the yoga practice has allowed me to stop and not get ahead of myself, not to stop trying to reach for further and more than I am supposed to. At a given time, not supposed to in like a negative way, supposed to in the sense that by taking the time to just sit back and relax a little bit, I can be in the moment and enjoy and respond and react in a kind, loving manner to the universe. And that could mean to my children, that could mean to my partners, that could mean to my spouse, it could mean to my friends, it could mean to any of it, is to give me the opportunity to take a deep breath and respond in a positive way rather than in a rushed, pressured way. So that's the deal. My walk, which starts on Saturday, I take off on Friday night for Porto, Portugal, and I land in Porto, Portugal on Saturday morning at 7:30 in the morning. And a little bit of a mystery as to what's going to go on there. I have no expectation. I'm hoping for good weather. I'm hoping for kind people. I'm hoping to meet people along the way while walking within my own journey. And all of these things together hopefully will make for a truly memorable experience. I guess any experience can be memorable, even if it's sitting in like my little yellow box between doing nothing but staring at the walls. I remember what that feels like and all that. Here's another curveball. Why is it that we spend our time
wanting the thing we really can't have, but not loving and appreciating the things that we do. And I found myself the other day thinking just that, when I have such a full and abundant life, so many people truly appreciate the love I'm giving and what I have to give the universe, and yet I still look for the meaning from the people who don't, who aren't embracing the picture the way I see it, or the way other people have told me they see it, and me showing up in it. So, actually, as I'm saying that, I had a yoga instructor tell me about an experience she had where she didn't, something didn't jive with what she was learning from what she had thought for years and years and years. And she ended up questioning herself and questioning whether she was right and been wrong all these years. The truth is, in the end, if she just had faith in herself as being correct, as understanding the universe for exactly what it was, she would know that the message that's there, that's the truth. And I can't tell you what it is, what energy it is that wants to throw the curveball at us to make us question it. Maybe it's the part that needs and wants to be sure. So we need to go through that questioning period. We need to stop and say, hey, am I wrong? Completely off base? And only when we dig deep within ourselves, we find out that we are fine. I have a minute left. This was a very weird show with holes in it, so I hope it doesn't make everyone angry or frustrated. But I appreciate the fact that you joined me at all. And if you know anyone who wants to get healthy, choose happy, and get on a path of abundance and joy, please have them reach out to me at Elliot@sustainedpotential.com or at whywaitonline.com. Whywaitonline.com. Nothing but love. As always, welcome to fall, and have an easy fast.